at the Gromark Media Dam, speaking with Chuck Spencer, who is in charge of the legislative area of Gromark. And there's a lot of different things going on this year, both on the state and the federal level. So let's look at the state level, because it, being located in Illinois, this is your primary area. You've got Ag Day at the Illinois Capitol this week. What are some of the areas that you're going to be addressing this year with the Illinois legislature?
Well, we're going to see agriculturalists from across the state convene at the state capitol on Wednesday. And their message is going to be one that focuses on the budget. Obviously, everyone in Illinois is very concerned about budget, the cost of operations, consistency of policies, predictability of regulation and our business climate. Those are going to be critical not only to our urban areas, but their downstate and rural areas and communities as well. We are seeing agriculture be in the very fortunate position of being able to grow in this economy. We want to continue to do so. Illinois being such a productive agricultural state, we need to make sure that we have a consistent platform both for regulation and even funding our state. I think we're going to be looking to it, Keep It in the Crops campaign, which is a legislative initiative that has passed the House and then is moving its way through the Senate. What is important about that is it's going to provide additional research dollars for stewardship programs. We take our interaction with the environment and the farmer and the landowner very seriously. I think everyone in Illinois does so. And I think what we will see through this program is the ability to fund research projects in watersheds, looking at nutrient movement, the application and utilization by plants, how we maximize efficiency, productivity, and profitability for a producer. And when we do those things, we can help feed the world, provide our infrastructure with the food products we need, as well as in the renewable resources to make industrial products as well. So it's the system we see emerging in the future of importance.
You were talking a little bit about, on the bus, about Illinois is rather unique in that most, you have such a huge agricultural state, but so much of your state is focused in Chicago, and how that's there's good and bad about that for the agriculture. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, it is, and the bad being a challenge of how we get our messages out. The very good is all of the resource opportunities we have, not only for skilled labor in the processing and manufacturing of our products, but the consumer base as well. I mean, we are known internationally as an export state. There are people and professionals not only in the Chicago Board of Trade, but the affiliated food companies, industries, grain movement, and then, of course, agricultural producers themselves, which we interface with on a daily basis. We have a leadership opportunity that we continue to try to cultivate and advance. And that's the Illinois advantage, I think, that we have seen over long term with our productivity. So we're going to be focused on making sure our producers are as productive as possible and continue to take advantage of that.
Now, on the national level, of course, we've got the Farm Bill, or we may have the Farm Bill, or we may not have the Farm Bill. And I know you just had a hearing in Galesburg that Gromark attended. Tell me a little bit about that.
We were very fortunate to have one of four public field hearings from the U.S. House of Representatives Agriculture Committee. The chairman attended, as well as a number of congressmen, two from on the Agriculture Committee in Illinois, Representative Hultgren and Schilling. We also had individuals from out of the state who were on the committee. We had two panels of farmers testify of what they'd like to see in the farm policy. And to summarize that morning of activity would have to go down in the way of pass a farm bill this year. We need that predictability and certainty again. And then also we need a way to manage risk. Agriculturalists work with nature, the soils, and the environment. And, you know, we can have droughts, we can have weather events of flooding nature. We need a way to protect our investments and manage those risk opportunities. And really, that's what the Farm Bill does. So crop insurance is going to be important, but a revenue-based safety net that would deal with either price or production challenges. We're hearing that as a very common message.
You talked about a couple of things that maybe people may not be so aware of. One of them that we has gotten a little bit of attention is the transportation bill, which did pass the House just recently, or did pass the Senate. It's moved on to the House. What is important about that bill to you, and what do you expect to see once it gets through the House?
Well, that is an important piece of legislation for all of us, because we use the highway system on a daily basis, and that's what the transportation bill focuses on, is our infrastructure needs. And we talked about how integrated they all are from rail, river, and road. And this transportation bill focusing on roads passed the Senate, 2-year bill, and we specifically had a provision in there that had an hours of service regulation exemption that's very limited for agricultural supplies. We talked about the challenges Mother Nature throws at us in the planting and harvest seasons. We need to operate when the weather's available for us to do so. Sometimes regulations like hours of service, how many hours you can drive, doesn't take into weather predictability. So what we are saying is for limited short hauls specific to agriculture supplies, we've earned a safety rating, recognize us for it, and allow us that limited exemption. And it's in the Senate bill. We've also been fortunate to put it in the House bill. We hope a compromise can be achieved where that's passed this year.
Okay, now also you talked about the permitting process for pesticide application near waterways. Talk about that.
Oh, that's a challenging issue from the standpoint of making sure that you're in compliance with regulations. For years, we have operated under very specific regulations where licensed professionals spraying crop protectant products on our plants and our fields. I think what's important to note is anytime water you were near a navigable water of the U.S., you knew you had to have a permit or be very cautious about applying that type of product. Now they're saying you need an additional permit through a Clean Water Act. We're already highly regulated. We have penalties for those who, if anyone misapplies. So it is a very watched industry. What we're saying is, why create the duplication? Let's pass this legislation, H.R. 872, that very much clarifies positions and programs are in place, penalties are in place, enforce those instead of layering on another permit. And it also clarifies to all of us who apply products to protect our crops that we know we're doing so within the boundaries of regulation, good stewardship practices, and we're not going to get prosecuted because of a judgment call. We need certainty.
Well, finally, you talked about the Pesticide Registration and Improvement Act that is due for reauthorization this year. Something that, this is the first I've heard of it, so maybe it's flying a little bit under the radar, but it's extremely important.
It is very important to agriculture, and the reason it doesn't grab a lot of attention is because it's a highly technical piece of legislation dealing with the very regulation about how a chemical is brought to the marketplace, registered by the Environmental Protection Agency, tested, reviewed, and the structure that goes around that. It's not something we talk about every day, but it's part of the way our regulatory system operates. Both environmental community as well as the manufacturing community of pesticides want to see this pass because it provides the regulatory framework, the scientific framework, and the funding mechanisms to keep this program in place. While many times you hear challenges that EPA presents a number of businesses, this is an area where industry, interest groups, as well the regulatory agency work together. So we all have a designed and defined platform in which you bring new products and chemistry to the marketplace to provide protection for crops and humans as well from the insect population.
All right. Thank you very much, Chuck Spencer. Here at the GrowMark Media Day, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.